Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Sue's news coming up. Still no verdict in the Rittenhouse trial. That's kind of taking a little while. We'll keep you posted on that. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's going to join us in about an hour because he's suing Springfield Public Schools. And we also have reaction to this J.P. Morgan Chase cancel culture story, which, by the way, they backed up on that. I don't know if you heard this. They own a company that refused to process some of the credit card receipts, or I don't even know how you would describe that, but Cox is on the line with me. Maybe he'd know how to describe it. What were they doing? They were working with another company that J.P. Morgan Chase owned, and they said because whatever event the Republicans were holding did not meet their values, that they wouldn't do business with them, right?
Yeah, it was a company called WePay, Mark. I think it was owned by Chase, for sure, is the story I heard. They announced that since Donald J. Trump Jr. was coming to speak, it violated their policy on hate and terrorism is effectively it. Yeah. I got to look at the letter.
No, yeah. That's what they said. They said, and I'm pulling up the story here because now they've backtracked on this, as you might imagine. let's see what they say. Jamie Dimon. Well, this is Fitzpatrick, who's the treasurer, accusing the company of discriminating. He acknowledged that they have a right to do business with whomever. I think I have audio for him. But basically, the company came back and said, we determined after further review that this organization didn't violate the terms of service, and we are reaching out to the client to discuss reinstating the account. We'll see if that happens. So that's the latest on that.
And they had raised about $30,000 already to hold this event, and Chase said they're going to refund all the money and they would freeze the funds so that they couldn't be spent. It was really a drastic action for what they were trying to do.
Well, we'll have a little bit more on that in an hour. Meantime, on the topic of raising money, you're very close to a goal that you set up, and you can get people involved here in a rifle raffle. That's not easy to say. Say that three times fast.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mark. You know, every November on my show, I try to do something to help out first responders. This month, we partnered with Responder Rescue, which is a great group that got the backs of our first responders. If they suffer from trauma or an injury of some sort, they step in and they pay bills that the first responders can't pay for whatever reason. They've been around for years. And Pat and Lisa and the folks at Responder Rescue are just great people. So they can't hold their big fundraiser this year, which is their King's Ball. And we decided we would try to step in and help them out in any way that we could. So we set a goal of $5,000, and the range offered to donate a rifle. It's a nice Sig Sauer semi-automatic M400 semi-automatic rifle with a nice optic on it, a green dot optic. It's worth about $1,400, and the Responder Rescue people set up the raffle through their website, and people can buy tickets for $10. And our initial goal was $5,000, and we have already crushed that. So we raised the goal to $15,000, and we're trying to sell about 300 or 400 more tickets at least before the drawing next Wednesday on the 24th.
What's the best way to do that? What's the website?
Well, so if you go to 971talk.com/first responders, you can find the link on there that gets you to the site where you can buy the tickets. It's, again, 971 www.rifleclub.com/firstresponders. And, you know, it's a great effort. And because the rifle was donated, every dime of money that we raise is going to go directly to responder rescue. And I couldn't be happier that people have responded the way they have. It's just been great.
Well, I am tempted to buy some raffle tickets here. One would think if I would somehow win this thing, I would probably donate it to somebody. But
one
I do
would
like
hope,
the cause.
Mark.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, exactly. Well, it's like when you go to a you go to a trivia night or anything like that, and then you win something, or you do the what do they call that thing when you're they ask for cash?
Oh, the 50-50.
The 50-50.
Yeah. Well, then you know you're kind of guilted into giving it back, and you want to do the right thing even if you win it, right?
You're not guilted. You're supposed to.
I think the people at those events sort of guilt you into donating it back.
Don't.
I think they do.
Sometimes, maybe.
Hey, Cox, I love, you know, my favorite show on this radio station outside of yours in the morning is probably the outdoor show on the weekend. I mean, I'm a big fan, and the guests, the caliber of the guests you get are outstanding. Who's coming up this weekend?
Well, you know, it kind of jumped up on us this week. You know, we normally don't get this caliber of guests, but there's somebody named Mark Reardon who's going to be helping us out this weekend.
I should have known.
You got the bottom of the barrel there.
I should have known.
He's a deer slayer, and we're going to talk to him about his experience in the woods since I got zero.
Oh, yeah, he got skunked, which that's not a good feeling. I'm not going to mock you for that because it's tough. Dave went out. You know, he does not have hunter education yet, so he has to get that. But he went out sort of on a recon trip with his father-in-law just to sort of test the waters and see, you know, if he'd be into hunting. But you didn't see much either, right?
No, yeah. A lot of squirrels.
Jeez.
All right, Mark, hey, good luck with the raffle. We'll hear you tomorrow morning, and we'll get some business drummed up for that as well.
Mark, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, take care. Hey, let's do this here this afternoon.
Questions are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'm going to start off on a sad note, I'm afraid. These two MoDOT workers we had two MoDOT workers actually killed on the roads today.
This is in the middle of the day.
Yeah, 11:30 this morning. And another worker was seriously injured. It was on the ramp from Telegraph to 255. And they were out there just doing some striping, right, repainting the stripes. And a car came by and hit them, killed two people, put the other one in the hospital. The driver went to the hospital as well, but it's not clear, you know, what state that person is in. And it was just a Chevy Cavalier. Going too fast
horrible.
And not seeing that. And Missouri does have a move over law that says you have to change lanes if it's safe to do so when you approach a MoDOT truck. In other words, if you can get over, you do, instead of going by in that lane and just trying to get around them.
I will say this. I can't remember if it was on 44 or 40. I think it was on 44 when I was coming in eastbound the other day, and I was in a leftbound lane. Sometimes when you take those, I'm not saying this is what happened here. Don't misunderstand. But sometimes they have those vehicles in the left-hand lane. You're taking a bit of a turn. You're in that left-hand lane. You don't notice that truck until you make the turn.
It's
so
true.
Sometimes that's a little daunting.
But, you know, people are driving faster. I'm
telling
you. And they're distracted.
Not good.
And, I'm sure all of our condolences to the families of these people who are just out working and hit by a car.
Horrible.
And then speaking of weird and bad news, this whole China tennis star disappearing. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. Peng Shui vanished from public view after top Chinese official, she accused him of sexual assault. Now, this guy was retired. He was 72 years old, and she's 35. But she had won doubles in Wimbledon and possibly the French Open. And she came out and sent out a social media. I think it was a tweet, wasn't it, Fred?
Yeah, it was.
And she said she accused him of this sexual assault. Well, then she disappeared. And the entire tennis community has been worried about her. Well, gee, suddenly we see a text out from purportedly from her today, and it says the allegations of sexual assault are not true. I am not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home.
Yeah, she texted
and everything
that at gunpoint,
is
probably.
Fine.
Seemed very legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just do they think we're stupid? Or do they think,
if the WTA publishes any more news about me, please verify it with me and release it with my consent. As a professional tennis player, I thank you for all your companionship and consideration. I hope to promote Chinese tennis with you if I have the chance in the future. That's kind of a key line in there.
Yes,
if
it
I
is.
Have a chance
yes.
in the future.
That's a hostage message.
And
right
then
there.
I sent Sue this meme. There's there's all kinds of things, but there's a picture of President Xi, which is sitting at a computer with a bunch of Chinese officials, and somebody tweeted out, "Hello, fellow humans. It is I, Peng Shui. Yes, it is definitely me." And this is horrifying.
Horrifying. And of course, you know, they could have just taken over Twitter or forced her to do it. No one has still seen her. And there was no photo that accompanied it, right?
I think there's about a 99% chance that no one will ever see her again, sadly.
It's just horrifying. And I don't know what you do. I guess we all just let that go eventually. I don't know. How does it end?
Well, that really annoys me. Biden's talking about a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics, but what does that mean?
Boy, I guess China thinks we go, oh, well, she's fine then. All right, we'll move on. It's horrifying. We have a little bit of sound. Somebody did an interview with George Clooney on a podcast and, you know, asked for his take on what happened on the set of Rust. Who is at fault? And here's what he said.
Every single time I'm handed a gun on a set, every time, Martin, they hand me a gun, I look at it, I open it, I show it to the person I'm pointing it to, we show it to the crew. Every single take, you hand it back to the armor when you're done, you do it again. And part of it is because of what happened to Brandon.
Right.
Everyone does it. Everybody knows. And maybe Alec did that. Hopefully he did do that. But the problem is, dummies are tricky because they look like real bullets. They got a little tiny hole in the back that somebody's taken all the gunpowder out. And why, for the life of me, this low-budget film with producers who haven't produced anything wouldn't have hired for the armor someone with experience.
With that many guns.
With that many guns. And maybe they weren't even using that gun to do target practice, but they had live ammo with dummies in her pack. And that is insane. It's insane. Yeah. It's infuriating.
So that is on Mark Maron's podcast. He goes on a little bit here.
I've never heard the term cold gun. They said, the first AD said cold gun. I've never heard that term. Literally, they're just talking about stuff I've never heard of. You know,
you would know. Yeah.
It's just infuriating. It's infuriating that you get to this place where the places that you're skimping on. Now, listen, again, I want to say, I don't believe there's any intent by anybody to do anything wrong. It's a terrible accident. But a 24-year-old person shouldn't probably, with that little experience, shouldn't be heading up a department with the guns and bullets on.
Pretty angry
that. Yeah. Gosh, I'm glad to hear that. First of all, I thought cold gun was something we're all supposed to know.
Sounded like it,
right?
Didn't it?
And the fact that George Clooney hasn't heard word one about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That is a nightmare. They're going to be in more trouble than I just appreciate his. I mean, think of all the gun toting he has done, George Clooney, in different movies.
You know,
No Country for.
There's another story about this today. Did you see the script supervisor? Because this is very interesting. So the supervisor for Rust, Mamie Mitchell is her name, and she's now suing. There's lots of lawsuits, right? But she is suing Alec Baldwin in particular and the producers. And it's Gloria Allred who's involved here. That always gives me a little warning sign. But what she says was this. There was nothing. This is interesting, and I've never heard this until today. There was nothing in the script about the gun being discharged by defendant Baldwin or by any person, reads the complaint, adding that the script instead called for a shot of Baldwin reaching his hand down to the holster to remove the gun. So she's saying the script didn't even call for you to, pull the trigger. The lawsuit claims assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, deliberate infliction of harm. Of course, all these things. Here's what it says. Gloria Allred said, Alec Baldwin intentionally, without just cause or excuse, cocked and fired the loaded gun, even though the upcoming scene to be filmed did not call for the cocking and the firing of the firearm. So this thing's going to get ugly. It already is.
Yeah, it already is. And then on a lighter note, gentlemen, we have now got the science behind the perfect hug. Embraces lasting between 5 and 10 seconds are the most pleasant.
7.3 is what I shoot for.
Do you?
Yes.
5 to 10 seconds. Don't go over.
Yeah, that's
don't
creepy.
Go less.
If you go,
if you go more, it's too much. Now, about arm position. Crisscross, neck, waist, both okay. Now, if you want to give the perfect hug, You, of course, embrace for the 5 to 10 seconds. But if you do a little less, it's not good. People feel shortchanged and like you didn't mean it.
Now, or you smell.
Five seconds seems long.
It does seem long.
No, that's because you're men. A 5-second hug is perfectly fine. Now, results also suggest, quote, special care should be taken to avoid extremely brief hugs. Now, they did this study to help design more friendly robots that have been given poor evaluations after short hugs. What hug? Who is hugging robots? Do you
very,
know?
Very, very lonely people.
Wow.
The thing with the short hug is, and I can see this a little bit, because if you genuinely are hugging someone and it is an expression of love, you're gonna hold on a little bit, right?
Yes.
If it's just a, come on in for a hug, it's a quick thing, then, you know, I see that.
Yeah.
It's, 5 seconds, though,
fake.
Does seem... I'm not going to...
10 seconds might be a little lengthy.
Okay, all right.
But just a minimum of 5. And on that same note, we have Sue's random fact of the day. Some of the raptor sound effects in Jurassic Park were created from audio samples of tortoises getting it on.
I have heard this one before.
I did not hear
it's
that
amazing.
One. I like that. You know, I think there was a documentary a few weeks ago about sound guys and these special effects guys in movies, and it is fascinating what they use. I mean, a lot of the sounds you hear are nothing that you would expect. You know, they come up with different things that sound like pops and whistles and bangs and, you know,
and
cars rolling over things.
I would never have guessed.
Sexual tortoises. There you go. Steve Malloy, who's the founder of JunkScience.com, used to be in the Trump-Pence EPA transition team. There's a Washington Post article I found about how these global climate targets are set and what they mean and how the planet's going to just fade away and die. Burn up, I guess. We'll talk with Steve next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. With Greta Van Fleet here this afternoon, 429. I saw this story in the Washington Post a couple of days ago, and there were all these neat little graphics to show us how the planet is going to burn up. And the story said they were trying to compare the average warming temperature if we reach 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to 2 degrees Celsius. And, of course, we can't do anything about this. But the story said 6 years ago when countries came together for the COP21 summit in Paris, when this was all shaped, they committed to limit the global average temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. However, the 2015 agreement set 2C as the minimum. It included language that suggested countries push for a more ambitious 1.5. And what they did in this is they offered these stark differences between a half degree Celsius, where you could have 1 billion people that could face heat stress, a potentially fatal combination of heat and humidity, if temperatures rise by that much. Now, I would ask, how many billions of people are on the planet right now that don't have running water? They don't have heat or air conditioning.
Yep.
They're dying because they don't have that. Steve Malloy is with me, the founder of junkscience.com. I mean, Steve, it just goes on and on with these predictions. What's your response to that? I mean, because they try to just scare the hell out of people, don't they?
Yeah. So, hey, Mark, thanks for having me. So I think the first thing people need to realize about, you know, this 2C and the 1.5C targets is that these are not science-based. These are just plucked out of thin air. And we've known this for some time. This was actually admitted in the ClimateGate emails from, you know, 10 years ago. This stuff is just entirely made up. There's nothing magic about 1.5C or 2C. It's just entirely made up. As is the notion that just because it gets warmer, that means things are going to be, you know, terrible. And
right.
There's going to be catastrophe, disaster. That's also just an assumption, just totally made up. You know, since we started burning fossil fuels, we have gone from a global population of about 1 billion to 7.8 billion. Does that sound like, you know, warming is bad? Of course it's not. We've been able to grow more food. You know, the slight warming we've experienced so far, about one degree C or maybe 1.1 C, plus the CO2 in the atmosphere, has helped us grow food to feed all those people. The Earth is greener than ever before. As far as we know, as far as, you know, evidence shows us, warming is good, and it's certainly better than cooling.
Well, I mean, one of the things that always, and you and I have talked about this many times, but I always get frustrated that, you know, and in this story it says the evidence shows two targets representing different scenarios for the climate's impact on human life. Never in any of these scare tactic, sky is falling, chicken little stories on climate change in the LA Times, the Washington Post, New York Times, do they ever mention the impact on human life not having energy? Like I mentioned, you know, into the segment, how many people are suffering because they don't have access to these things? That's never, ever discussed.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's the ultimate inconvenient truth. You know, there are billions of people around the world that really don't have access to affordable and reliable energy, and they wish they did. And, you know, especially in Africa and India, and, you know, the environmental movement intends to deprive them of access to cheap, you know, reliable and affordable energy because they don't want them to develop. You know, they don't want them to exist. And if they give them cheap energy and let them develop economically, they imagine, you know, the world will just be overrun with black and brown people, which is what environmentalists really fear.
So was it James Hansen, who's one of the, what do you want to call him, the grandfather, the father of climate change, who has even basically admitted that whatever they set in Paris, I mean, he thinks we need to go even further. And he says the Paris Climate Accord doesn't do enough. So it's kind of, he dismisses it in that sense to a certain extent, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, Hansen's really crazy. I mean, he thinks that the ideal level of CO2 in the atmosphere is 350 parts per million, a level that we passed in, I think, 1987, 88. And so he and John Kerry, as a matter of fact, imagine that not only do we have to stop emitting entirely, but then we actually have to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. I mean, these people are totally insane because that will never happen. It doesn't need to happen. You know, we want an atmosphere that has plenty of CO2 because that's, you know, we need that for our plants and the animals that feed off them, including humans. And, you know, we don't want things to get cooler. That is just not good for humanity. I mean, the last time things got cooler on this planet, lots of people died. It was during the Little Ice Age and there were famines and all sorts of nasty things. And we don't want to go back there.
Hang on, Steve, because I was searching here. I got to play this. You probably heard it, but this was Chuck Schumer yesterday. Have you heard this nonsense? This is one of the this is one of the funniest clips you're ever going to hear, probably.
Last year with COVID was awful, but in a few years, because of climate change, each year will be worse than COVID, and each year will be worse than the next if we don't do anything about it.
That is the I know that it's comical. That, and nobody, you know why you didn't see that? Because CNN didn't play it. The New York Times didn't call him out. Nobody covered that. It's ridiculous. I don't care. And I said this yesterday. No matter where you are on the concerns about climate change, that's just silly. It's nonsense what he said.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no evidence to back it up. It's just it's pure insanity. I don't even know how to respond to that. It's just made up nonsense. You know, I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, we hear this kind of stuff from AOC and from Greta Thunberg and every other nut job, you know, climate activist. And you know, these people have never been correct about anything. You know, one of the early 20th century environmentalists, Paul Ehrlich, predicted that by 1989 we would all disappear in a cloud of blue steam.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, I'm still here. I don't know about you.
Well, what's Greta's prediction? I think she had a 7-year prediction. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, she's bought into this IPCC. You know, they say that they have given us this carbon budget, which is going to run out, I guess, about 2030, 2031. And I don't know. You know, the whole thing is really about just scaring the living daylights out of people and stampeding them into handing power over to, you know, global government. That's what, you know, a lot of this is all about. And so they just, you know, they find people that really don't know much about it, that just read the Washington Post, New York Times, watch network TV, and just scare the bejesus out of them, you know, 24/7.
And I guess it works, because this now, where you think you're getting roads and bridges, Steve, you're getting help for climate change in this bill that they just passed for infrastructure, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's about $100 billion or so, which is, you know, a sizable expenditure. The scarier part, though, is in this Build Back Better bill that the House might pass tonight, and they're going to try to ram through the Senate. That's about $555 billion, and that's where, you know, there's all these subsidies for electric cars, you know, up to $12,500 for, you know, rich people to buy electric cars, and subsidies for, you know, more for windmills and solar panels, and it's just insanity.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, remember when they took the victory tour a few weeks ago before this thing was passed, because it still hasn't been passed? I listened to her news conference. We played the audio that day, where she is proudly, and this is what they do, I guess, proudly boasting about $500 billion for climate change. Steve, you know this, and I would think that any thinking person out there knows that $500 billion in this bill ain't going to do one bit of good to reduce the warming in this country or the world. I mean, we're leading the way with reducing emissions anyway.
Yeah, no, Mark, I mean, let's just say that you buy into IPCC science and a hysteria. Well, the math is pretty simple that, you know, emissions are really never going down because China and India, you know, they've committed, I mean, they're totally committed to burning more coal. You know, last week, the United States produced a total of 11.3 million tons of coal. China produced more than that every day.
Right. Okay. And that's why, well, that's part of the reason why Hansen has called Paris a fraud, because he says that it's not going to work. At least he's on that. It's not going to work. It wouldn't work anyway if not everyone is on board, if we don't tax carbon, et cetera.
Yeah, no, I mean, Hansen's shtick is that we're just not doing enough. Unless we all, you know, give up our standard of living, we're just, you know, not gonna make any dent. And of course, he's right. I mean, emissions are never going down because our world would collapse. I mean, there's nothing in our world that happens without fossil fuels. Not the greenest lifestyle can happen without fossil fuels. So the whole thing really is all about collecting the political power and the money to bring that about. It's got nothing to do with the weather or the climate or the environment. Nothing's going to change. We're just going to become, you know, less free, and our standard of living is going to go to hell.
Hey, Steve, I've got a quick question. This is Sue.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think they've also come up with let's say when we all do go electric, they haven't even figured out a way to recycle all these batteries.
Well, that's a major
problem. Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, even a bigger problem, I mean, you're right about that, Sue, but even a bigger problem is, where is the electricity going to come from? I mean, these guys want to break down our grid into wind and solar And then they want to add on electric cars. Well, how is the grid going to work? It's not going to. You know, all we need to do is look across the big pond at Germany. Germany has been the reason we're in a global energy crisis now is because wind has failed in Europe.
Yeah. Germany is a great story. People probably haven't heard of it. Explain this, Steve.
Well, so the wind has failed in Europe, and that has forced Germany, which has closed its coal plants, to burn a lot more natural gas. And that has forced natural gas prices up to the point where, you know, factories now are closing in the UK, and gas prices are up all around the world, even in China, in the US, even though it was just a wind failure in Germany. And, you know, the green movement and, you know, Joe Biden, all these guys are just ignoring this. I mean, this is what happens. You know, Germans pay the second highest electricity prices in Europe. They spent $600 billion on wind, and the wind just failed. And you know, they got rid of their coal plants, so now they have to rely on natural gas from Vladimir Putin. Isn't that nice?
And we never heard any coverage about that, did we, over here?
No.
I mean, I heard crickets, nothing about that.
Very little.
No, I mean, you know, Joe Biden is getting his fair share of credit for higher gas prices because, well, he's conducting a war against oil and gas. But things are going to get even worse now with this global energy crisis. And, you know, what's Joe Biden's plan to ask OPEC to increase production? The whole thing is just crazy.
Steve Malloy, he's the founder of JunkScience.com. I appreciate coming on here, Steve, to set the record. So, you know, my only hope here in some of this, and I know you follow the news, is that there are enough narratives that are being blown up right now in the media that maybe at some point on this topic people will start paying attention.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you want me back, there's always new stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. JunkScience.com to find out more. Trey Kerr, there's really something interesting going on in the Churchfield Valley with music that Trey is behind. We'll talk about that next. 97.1 FM Talk. Almost to Friday. Almost. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane Duker will be here. Alderman Jack Coder and State Rep Mary Elizabeth Coleman. That's all in the 3 o'clock hour. Chris Ryan with Once Films will be here as well. And we already have some things set up for Monday. Sean Spicer on Monday as well. So I saw this story. You know, I'm a big music person. We talk music quite a bit. I love what's happening in Chesterfield. The Factory is an outstanding new venue out there. And I saw this story a couple weeks ago. I meant to jump on it at the time, but we finally have Trey Kerr from Gateway Studios, the CEO, on the line because there is an amazing... I was asking you, Dave, you had not heard about this, right?
I have not,
I saw it in our local paper because Governor Parson was in town and some other folks out there. Let me just welcome, Trey into the mix, and he can explain what's going on, because I think it's pretty cool. How are you, Trey Kerr? Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I'm doing well.
So this is, I want you to describe it. The way I interpret it is a big facility for big touring acts out there that are about to go on the road to come in, rehearse, and do things like that. Is that culling it down, or is it more than that even?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, but, our company, we are first most a lighting video and audio vendor for major touring acts and live entertainment productions and those types of things. And, our clients, some of these large tours, what they need is a facility where that they could build and tech and rehearse these shows before they go out on their world and you know, fall, summer tour, what have you. And essentially with that, what you're looking at is every artist makes their money these days from touring.
That's
and
right.
Not so much album sales anymore. And every artist wants their show to be just as good for the first show of that tour and the last show of that tour. They want to give their fan the best experience possible. And it takes a lot of time and preparation in order to get those shows up to snuff before they go out the doors and in front of your eyes for the first time.
So is this modeled after something somewhere else, or is it unique?
Our industry has in the past used venues that are vacant or not producing or doing something. And the problem with that is the bigger these shows have gotten and the more elaborate these shows have gotten, they just haven't had the time to do what they need to do. A place out in Lititz, Pennsylvania called Rock Lititz came online a few years back, probably about early 2010s, somewhere in there, and was very, very successful and very, very needed in our industry. And there's an even more of a need and want for that in our industry. And, pre-pandemic, their facilities were booked up years in advance. So, as we're getting back in to the back into touring and the music industry, there is more of a need for that. So,
yeah, that's awesome. So this isn't necessarily something that it's not just it's much more than just bands coming in and getting their sets together, but working in coordination with the lighting crews and all these elaborate sets to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch once they hit the road, because these things are complex now. I mean, a lot more. You've been in this industry for how long?
I've been in the industry for about 20 years.
You were out on the road with Phish for a long time, right?
I still am. I still that is the one client I still actually go out on the road with. They don't tour as much as they may have in their younger days, but they still put about 30 to 50 shows on a year. So I still go out with those guys.
But I mean, even in those 20 years, Trey, the technology, even in the last 5 years, I would think there's a lot of advancements in technology.
I've watched tours grow and build from when I started in this industry to now, and it is a world of difference in terms of how large these shows have gotten, how complex these shows have gotten, what goes into them, the amount of money, the amount of time, the amount of energy. It's become a very, very lucrative, a very, very advanced industry. Which, Mark, that goes to the people that do these jobs now. And, it's no longer your cousin that got up off the couch to come push road cases for you.
Right.
It's highly advanced technical workers. They're still roadies, but, now they're roadies with, advanced degrees and other things. I have a guy that works on Phish with us that has his PhD, for example. So, and he's a roadie. So, with the industry and with the technology as it's grown, so has the need for more advanced workers and more workers for that matter. And, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's really exciting. And when I saw the news, I thought it was pretty cool, and I wish you luck on this. What would be the date for this to open? Be a couple years off?
Yeah, so we are currently just broke ground. As you said, we had our groundbreaking ceremony with the governor last week, and which went great. And we're looking, now that ground's broken, if all goes well, sometime in 2023, you'll see the doors open up.
That is awesome. Well, Trey Kerr, thanks for coming on and explaining. By the way, on a music note, somewhat related, separate but related, did you see the Scorsese announcement today about the Jerry Garcia movie?
I did not.
Yeah, pretty cool. You got to look that up. So Jonah Hill is going to star, just a little bit leaking out on that. That could be a very cool project from Martin Scorsese. Trey Kerr, thank you so much. I can't wait to see what happens with Gateway Studios in the future.
We appreciate it, Mark, and thanks for having me on, and have a great day.
All right, thank you. 455, 97.1 FM Talk. We'll come back after the news. Attorney General Eric Schmidt will be here. Also, in the next hour, Bill Maher was on with Cuomo last night, and it was fascinating.
Ooh,
what he said.
I look forward to
that. Yes, so we'll talk about cancel culture and, all these other things that he got into. Stuck by his guns with Chris Cuomo. I'm sure the CNN audience was shocked and horrified.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.